This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. It's time for the latest installment of KCUR's Beyond Our Borders series, which looks at the impact of the state line on the Kansas City Metro. Today, we consider the arts. From the Nelson Atkins Museum in Missouri to the Nerman Museum in Kansas, artists and arts organizations are bringing Kansas Citians together, no matter where they live. But, as KCUR's C.J. Janovy reports, there's still one significant divide in the city's vibrant cultural landscape.
It's pitch black in Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College. In the spotlights on stage, four dancers are rehearsing jazzy moves in costumes from the 1920s. Three men in vests and bow ties, a woman in a velvety gown. The dancers are from the Owen Cox Dance Group. They're getting ready for a performance with the Kansas City Ballet and the Williams Henry Contemporary Dance Company, three dance companies based in Missouri, performing at a premier venue on the Kansas side. Harlan Brownlee saw the three dance companies perform here last year.
The quality of the work was just as high as if I'd seen anything in New York City. And I remember thinking to myself, we've arrived. We really have arrived. We have some amazing high quality work. And in this case, it was a collaboration that went across the state line.
Brownlee is the president of the nonprofit Arts KC, which makes grants to artists on both sides of the state line and advocates for the arts in the five-county region. He has studies showing that Metro Kansas Cityans actually participate in the arts more than New Yorkers. We also spend a lot of money on the arts.
Something is happening here that is really kind of unique and special. And much of what's driving all of that is the level of participation that we see and the level of involvement that people want to have in the arts.
Brownlee's studies don't even count the crowds that show up on First Fridays, another example of the arts drawing people across the state line. Even though the crossroads is in Missouri, it's easy to find Kansans. Vicki and George Hanley from Johnson County cross the state line for all sorts of events.
City Market.
Yeah, what else?
Over the weekend.
Show us have
well,
evil.
Yeah, out of
town. They love it. Power and Light. You know,
different, you know,
Howl at the Moon.
Acts.
Yeah, stuff like that. What have we done lately? I don't know. A lot of stuff.
Lately, not lately.
Nelson Atkins Gallery.
Yeah,
you know?
Right on Sundays.
We also have people like Lisa Terry, who might be called an extreme arts participant. Terry and her husband have season tickets to multiple theater companies. They go to lectures at the library. They've even gone on out-of-town trips sponsored by the Kemper Museum of Art. And she says driving a few miles for culture is no big deal. She and her husband used to live in Lee's Summit, and now they live in Johnson County, where she's an associate vice president at Black & Veatch.
What I've started noticing this year particularly is some of the Kansas City-based groups coming out to Johnson County. So Heart of America Shakespeare Festival, for instance, is doing performances at both the Jewish Community Center and Johnson County Community College. And KC Actors Studios got a presentation over at Johnson County.
She's showing me around Black & Veatch's world headquarters in Overland Park, which has just completed a $60 million renovation.
And the big conference rooms have art. Different kinds. So it's everything from pottery to painted works to, I mean, there's a whole variety. Fabrics, there's a quilted piece that's in this conference room, I know. So that's pretty interesting. And that's new for us.
Even Kansas City's big corporations are participating in the arts. Black & Veatch works with a group called the Kansas City Collection to bring in work by artists from both sides of the state line. Sculptures, paintings, and installations complement the comfortable furniture in the hallways, serving as an inspiration for the engineering types. If all of this arty participation suggests that both sides of the state line are in beautiful, perfect harmony when it comes to the metro's cultural landscape, there's still one huge difference between Kansas and Missouri.
Historically, in Kansas, you haven't seen the same public funding commitment to the arts that you have in Missouri.
Mary Kennedy heads up the Mid-America Arts Alliance. Her group funnels money from the National Endowment for the Arts to museums, art galleries, and educational programs in six states. So Kennedy had a front row seat when Kansas lost out on more than $1 million after Governor Sam Brownback zeroed out the Kansas Arts Commission's budget in 2011. Some of that funding has been restored, but Kennedy sees the effects of historical patterns.
You haven't seen the same infrastructure in place for arts organizations on the Kansas side that you've seen in Missouri. and you haven't seen the same donor base on the Kansas side that you have seen in Missouri.
Enthusiastic private donors have been generous to the arts, particularly the major institutions on the Missouri side, but other major cities have more public funding for the arts, and that's where the state line has been a big barrier. A decade ago, when voters considered a bi-state cultural tax, Missouri voters said yes, but Kansas said no. More public funding for the arts might be a goal, but that'll take more than a cultural renaissance. It'll take a political renaissance, too. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.